عن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم upon the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه who said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said من دعا الى الهدى whoever calls another person to guidance كان له من الاجر مثل اجور من تبعه for him is a reward similar to the reward of whoever followed it لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا and nothing from their reward is decreased ومن دعا إلى الضلالة and whoever calls to misguidance كان عليه من الإثم مثل من تبعه upon him is the sin similar to the sin who followed him لا ينقص ذلك من آثامهم شيئا and nothing is decreased from both of their sins. This hadith has been collected by Al-Imam Muslim in his Sahih. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spoke about the reward of calling others to goodness and calling others to guidance. And he also spoke about the sin of spreading misguidance or calling other people to evil. So the reward of calling other people to goodness is that you get the reward of that person doing the goodness. So every time that person does that goodness, because he did it due to your guidance and your instructions, he gets the reward and you get the reward and nothing is taken away from the rewards. And of course, calling to goodness and calling to guidance and guiding other people can be by way of words and also by way of actions. And so being a good role model for others such that people see you and then they imitate you and they follow you means that they get their reward for doing the action and you also get the reward for them doing the action. And similarly when it comes to being a bad role model for other people, whether it's by way of words or encouragement upon evil or by way of actions and people see a person doing evil things and then they follow that person, they get the sin of doing the evil, but you also get the sin for them doing the evil. Why? Because it was due to your role model or your misguidance. And also in this hadith is a clarification of how much greater reward there is in guiding non-Muslims to Islam. Because if a person accepts Islam at your hands, then from then on, every good deed that that person does, he gets the reward for it, and you also get the reward for the good deeds that that person does. You teach a person Surah Al-Fatiha, for example. Every time that person recites Surah Al-Fatiha, he gets good deeds, and you also get the reward for that person doing Surah Al-Fatiha. And then those good deeds, they carry on, and a person might be in the grave. Person's passed away a long time ago. A person might be at home socializing with their parents, with their wife, with their children, and more good deeds are being written onto their account. Why? Because they taught, or they guided, or they encouraged, or they were a good role model for somebody, and somebody followed them, and therefore they get the reward, and you also get the reward for every time they do the action. And similarly, when it comes to sins. And so, ikhwani fillah, this hadith is an encouragement for all of us to be good role models towards others and to try to guide others by way of our actions and by way of our statements. هذا والله أعلم وبالله التوفيق وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.